The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports,
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 sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and apparently murder and all kinds of other stuff. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Nick Sciarra. Joining us today. Always a pleasure. If you want to get in, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler. You know what? Never mind. Screw the Blitz Facebook page because Aaron's not here to do it. So get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at the producer Nick. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And it's a Thursday, means the weekend's almost here. And for a lot of you, the weekend is tomorrow because it's Good Friday, not for us. We're going to be here. But really, almost every day feels like a weekend. So
I don't know that Thursday.
Yeah, exactly. God, I was thinking about that today. I feel like Bill Murray, and the damn alarm keeps going off with the same song every morning. It's happening, Hoffman.
Oh, sports and stuff, man. What's going on with you?
Not much. Spent the day... Well, trying to help correct some things that people screwed up signing up for the poker tournament, which...
I thought you put explicit instructions.
I know, and two people did not follow them, and they did the exact opposite of what was on there, which I don't even know how that's possible.
So they kind of screwed up for life?
No. I mean, we want as many people as possible, and Courtney figured it out, so props to her. But... Listen, we really want you guys to play. We really want to have some fun with this. Please stop making it. It really makes a lot of extra work for us, and this is already a lot of work. When you can't just – the instructions are on SportsMap. Please, please just read them and follow them. And if you have a question, you can email me personally, and I will tell you the same thing that's on there, but I'll walk you through it. But
that basically seems very difficult.
It does.
Like you're
I don't
saying,
know why.
Hey, but... follow the instructions, and I'm like, yeah, but what else could I do? So it's tough.
Or just ignore them. That's
right.
You know,
right.
It's like, oh, PayPal. Okay, yeah, yeah. Basically, if you're using PayPal, make it sending to a friend, not goods and services, because that gets taxed, and then it gets us flagged, and then we have to go through this whole process with our PayPal again. It's not goods and services. We're going to send the money back. So. Very simple. All the instructions are there, and you know, I don't want to bitch at anybody or call anybody out, but just please, when you sign up, just follow the instructions.
Just do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I know, you know, it's if you've never used any of this stuff, it can be confusing, but
or if you're a moron, it can be confusing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say that.
I'm sure there's some people who aren't morons, but if you are a moron, it can be confusing.
Yeah, I mean, oh well. So, it's Chris Johnson's story today. I think this might be my favorite story of the day.
Your number one?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
He's the new Tiger King?
Well, I mean, honestly, I think this is going to make a great podcast for you.
It's called King.
Yeah, I like it. In fact, I love it. So, if you didn't see it, he's accused of funding murder-for-hire shootings. Apparently, the guys who shot him and killed his friend, somebody whacked them, and he sent them money. I'm kind of fascinated by
that. Could be looked at
this.
As like a thank you, right?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if you didn't say, hey, I'm going to pay you if you go do this.
Good
but,
looking out. I know I didn't ask you to do this, but you did something that I like, so I'm going to reward you with money.
This is kind of how I feel about it. Let's say, you know, you and I are driving somewhere and somebody shoots you and kills you. And I find out later that the guys who did it got whacked by somebody else, I might want to send them a thank you. That's
exactly.
All.
Exactly.
Now, if I call them ahead of time and said, hey, if you do this, I'll pay you X, that's a little different. Now you're Joe Exotic.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking for more info to come out on this, but not a not looking good for old CJ2K. basically he paid a guy who killed two men, and I don't know if it's funny because it's been so long that I barely remembered when I first read the story that Chris Johnson got shot years ago and literally almost died. Like it was pretty close. He made a full recovery, but they said that a couple more inches over and he could have been dead. And his buddy did die. So, you know, it's normally not the reaction it wouldn't be the reaction of me if me and my buddy got shot to instantly go out and find the people who did it and pay to have them murdered. I would probably just have the police handle that.
Yeah,
but,
that'd be my first choice.
Right. But it sounds to me like maybe Chris had some nefarious dealings outside of football, which I don't have a spreadsheet on this, but I think he would in fact be the first professional football player to ever have nefarious dealings outside of football, right? He would be the first one.
What about Ray Carruth?
Oh yeah, that's a good one. Okay.
What about
Aaron
Hernandez?
He'd be the second one. The third one. So it's a very short list. I mean, so that's the way he decided to handle it, which is the way that we'll probably find him thrown into prison, more than likely.
Yeah, that's and all kidding aside, you know, sending money as a thank you, not cool. I mean, the reality is you got to go to the police and let them handle this. That's what they do. But yeah. What a weird story. That's a guy who, I mean, I don't know, better than or worse. Well, Ray Carruth had hired somebody to kill his girlfriend and baby.
Yes.
So I'm going to go with that's still worse. At least this was a little bit of a revenge thing.
Yeah. This one's easier to justify. Like, you shot me, so I'm gonna get you back. I'll go more justifiable. Although, again, let me preface that by saying murder for hire never fully crosses the line of justifiable.
So he says he only paid them $2K. Well played, sir.
Zing.
Well played. Or ma'am. Could be a ma'am. Yeah, I mean, oh, I just saw that story today and I thought, great. You know, somebody's been watching too much Netflix.
Well, I'm guessing he did this long before the Tiger King show came out. Maybe like me, he heard the podcast.
No, I'm sure he did. Yeah, I can't wait for that podcast, and then you can come on and talk about it and say.
Yeah, I'll let you guys know if I listen to the podcast before there's a Netflix series.
Oh well, Bengal fan here. Wow, there's a Bengal fan, Trevor.
Hey, he's a LSU fan who's turning to a Bengal fan.
Probably so, but his question: would you guys hold tight on picking Burrow? Or would you take a O'Brien-like deal from Miami and take a chance on Tua or Herbert?
I would 100% take the latter.
I would too. If
you put Joe Burrow and Tua and Herbert in a bag, you put their full careers in a bag and shook them up, I don't know that when it's all said and done that the difference is all that much between any of the three of them. And you know, I honestly think that Tua is the best of the three, because I'm not letting one season under a gimmicky coach, is what basically happened last. And I'm not saying that Joe Burrow is not good, but I'm just saying that I trust what I've seen more out of Tua. So yeah, if I can get a ton of draft capital, which I would imagine they would get, to me, it's a pretty easy decision to drop down and take another quarterback if you're getting a lot back in return. I don't think Joe Burrow is. It's not like the situation where it's, you know, the top quarterback in this draft is, you know, the next Joe Montana, and then you get down to, like, you know, some bummy Jim Druckenmiller types after that. I think the top of the draft is fairly close. And so if you can get extra draft capital, yeah, I would take it. Now, that said, there's been people before who thought the same thing and thought that people thought Andrew Luck and Robert Griffin were basically interchangeable. And that's why the Redskins ended up moving up to get whoever was going to be at number two. They were going to jump up and get him. Turns out they weren't interchangeable.
For 1 year.
Yeah. So it's I don't think there's an Andrew Luck can't miss prospect in this quarterback class. So if I can get a ton of draft capital, I'll take it.
Well, I think if there is, it's going to be Tua.
I do too.
I would make that move in a heartbeat. And if I'm not mistaken, they haven't traded Andy Dalton yet, have they?
Nope.
Well, then you know what? That's if you're worried about his health, you still got a very functional quarterback there, and you should have A.J. Green back, and if you've got a couple extra picks, high picks, you could improve quite a bit, and you don't have to rush to it. I think it would make a ton of sense. The problem is everybody in Cincinnati's fallen in love with Burrow, and if you make that move, they're gonna revolt, even though eventually they might wind up with a better quarterback.
Well, so let them revolt. Let them be mad. If you think it's the right move, then you can't worry about what the fans think for 1 year. You know, I remember the Texans fans calling J.J. Watt pizza boy, right? So it's
that was one guy.
Oh, well, I'm just saying, but there weren't a lot of people who were super thrilled about that pick. Let's face it.
Well, there were a lot of people who wanted Nick Fairley at that spot.
Right.
I would say, but you know,
and
but
turns out Nick Fairley, yeah, not as good as J.J. Watt.
He wasn't?
They were close. It was fairly close.
I honestly thought Fairley would be a terrific pro, but
I did too.
You know, but I didn't mind the Watt pick at the time. I was like, okay, I mean, it was pretty good. I thought it was weird because you still had Mario Williams, but I guess they had made the decision to move on from Mario at that point, which is why they drafted him. So back then they used to think ahead. But
I guess my concern would be if I were the Bengals, let's say you think you can trade out with the Dolphins and Joe Burrow will be there at five, or not Joe Burrow, Tua will be there at five, because the Redskins, it seems like, won't be drafting a quarterback. The Lions, it would seem like, wouldn't be drafting a quarterback. The Giants, I think, certainly won't be drafting a quarterback. So you think that, but then let's say out of the blue, the Redskins decide, you know what? We're not happy with it. They decide the same thing the Cardinals decided. That was a mistake.
Right.
We're trying again on this thing. We think we've got a better player here. Or the Lions decide, hey, you know what? I think it's the time for us to start looking to the future, and we're going to take this guy now. Now, if you think that the gap between Joe Burrow and Herbert is great, then maybe you don't make that trade, right? Or you, at that point, maybe you just ride Andy Dalton one more year and hope that you save up some of that draft capital and make a stab at Trevor Lawrence next year, who is almost as close to a can't miss as has been in recent past.
Well, the bigger concern, I think, if you're Cincinnati, is it's not so much that those teams decide they want a quarterback. It's that Detroit says, hey, I'll trade this third pick to fill in the blank who wants a quarterback.
And, Jacksonville.
And get some additional. Yeah, or Carolina, even. Well, you know,
right.
I think there's some
the
teams
Raiders,
that might want to jump.
Or the Patriots, God forbid.
Yeah, yeah. So that would be my bigger concern, is sit at five and hope Tua gets there. Now, what you could do, trade down to five and then trade back up to three, and that would probably get him for you.
Right.
Because I think the Lions would be happy to trade down two spots to pick up another pick or two, you know, a high pick, and you've got the capital to do that. But, yeah. So I remember how much the fans hated the Mario Williams pick. But guess what? That one worked out.
Yep.
You know, that was the right play. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Brian on Twitter asked, can you give a shout-out to my son Brock, quarantine birthday, turning 13. That sucks that you got to be at home. But happy birthday, and hunker down for this weather that's coming, apparently.
Yeah, I'm actually excited about that.
Oh, yeah?
Like a cool front, right?
Well, yeah, it's going to cool off, but it's supposed to rain for, like,
it always rains. Have you noticed it rains on the weekends almost exclusively? That's how you can tell what day of the week it is. If it starts raining, yeah, it's Saturday or Sunday. That's pretty much it.
Well, since we can't really get out and do too much now anyway, I mean, you could always take the kids out to hit the ball during the week, can't you?
Yeah, less so, because I mean, I still have some work to do during the days, and then I've got to find time to prep the show and stuff like that. But I mean, on the weekends, I've literally got nothing going on. But it's the last two or three weekends, it's been raining pretty consistently.
All right. Well, tell the people about TGS.
I will do that. Yeah, listen, guys, you want a way to save yourself some money in these crazy, crazy times? TGS Insurance is a simple way to do it, and I did it, and I saved over $1,000 a year. Luckily, I did it over a year ago, so I've saved $2,000 plus with TGS already. And you could as well. And, you know, here's the deal. Insurance companies, home insurance companies, they're not open right now. You can't go into an office. The great thing about TGS, you don't have to. You don't have to step into an office. You don't even have to talk to an agent. All you got to do is send a text. Text the word money to 232323. They'll reply back with your address or asking for your address. You reply back with that, you'll get a full quote and an excellent proposal within 15 seconds. And you'd be surprised at how much money you're spending on home insurance that you don't need to be. And there's some people who won't save money. Okay, that's cool. It took 15 seconds out of your day. But if you could save over $1,000 a year, the average customer saving over $900 a year, wouldn't it be worth it to check out? There's no need to wait until your renewal. TGS saves you money and helps you get refunded on your previous policy right away. They're open now. Text the word money to 232323. Start saving today with TGS Insurance.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. A couple things. How was Mario the right play when he was only here from 6 to 11? Was DeAndre Hopkins the right play? He was only here 5 years. So,
It's not like it wasn't the Texans' decision to let Mario leave when he left. They could have kept Mario, and there was still juice left in that tank. I think the question becomes, was Mario the right decision compared to the alternatives at the time? And whatever you think of Vince Young and Reggie Bush or what they could have been if they were in a different situation, there's no question that Mario Williams had the best career of those three guys, the best pro career.
Oh, no question at all. And Reggie landed in the perfect position. I mean, for him to be successful.
Yeah, Reggie wasn't really built to be an every down NFL back and never became one. So, I've always thought the Texans made the right call. I don't know if I thought that at the time, but I certainly, in hindsight, it's very difficult to argue.
At the time I was surprised, mainly because it was so easy to get caught up in Vince and Reggie, and based on what they'd done, especially coming off one of maybe the greatest college football game ever played. But, you know, I get it. You know, when they did it at the time, I thought, okay, let's see how it plays out. They make a pretty good case for it, and turns out they were right. So, somebody else is asking, I'm having trouble pulling things up now for some reason.
That's what she said.
Yeah, well, not for a long time she hasn't. How about that Josh Hamilton story of assault? I got to say, I'm not surprised at all by that. It's a bad story, but if you followed this guy, I mean, he's a mess, and he's
really
been a mess
is.
For a long time.
Yeah, this is and he's now looking at hard time. Like we're talking about 10 years, and this is a guy who you can tell. I mean, the demons have a hold of that dude, and he's tried rehab, he's tried religion, he's tried it all, but he's just got a that drug demon is on him, man, and he's accused of throwing a full water bottle at her that hit her in the chest. Then pulled a chair from under his daughter and threw it at her. Then he took his daughter to a room, pinned her to a bed, and repeatedly hit her on the back and the legs. Now, here's what I'll say about that. When I was a kid, that was called getting your ass whooped. And yeah. That probably happened to me at some point. How old is this kid? Have we seen anything about that?
I think 14. Is what I saw. Could be wrong about that.
Okay. Well, he's a guy who it looked like he'd gotten his life together, and then he had a pretty highly publicized relapse back in 2015. It's pretty crazy that's a guy, you know, he came back and won the MVP of the league after he dealt with a bunch of drug issues. Who knows how great of a ball player he could have been if he were clean all that time. Like, that's how talented the guy was. It's almost like John Jones level. Like, how great could he have been if he wasn't a junkie? But, man, his tale is a pretty sad one, honestly.
It is. And, well, and I when I first started in radio, and he was this big comeback story, and everybody was talking about what an inspiration he was and all that, and they got so mad when I said, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know what? This guy's got it bad. Let's not start making him some kind of hero who's overcome something yet, because this is something he's going to have to deal with all the time. And I just said, remember what happened to Pookie? I mean, Pookie looked like he had it together, and then what happened?
You know?
So I start calling him Pookie Hamilton. And, yeah. I mean, hey. But I mean, not that people can't overcome that.
Yeah, there's people who do.
Bad,
but
yeah, all the time.
You know who has a hard time doing it? Guys who have a ton of money. Because you know what makes it really easy to find drugs? A ton of money.
Yep. But, you know.
So this is a dude who lost everything and finally got his life in order. And then they were like, all right, well, now let's give him a big pile of money. I'm sure nothing bad will happen. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so he said, check out the players in the 2006 NFL draft. Not a lot of Hall of Famers.
I don't know that there are any Hall of Famers really, but when you look at all those guys, Mario Williams is close to the best of them. I mean, Haloti Ngata, they could have taken. He ended up. He wasn't even a top 10 pick. You know, Jonathan Joseph had a solid career.
Those aren't number one overall pick type guys, though. I mean, they had good careers.
Right. There's a lot of people who didn't think that Mario Williams was a number one overall pick kind of guy, though.
Comparatively speaking, you know, I think when you look at him, it'll be like Clowney. He's going to be a little bit disappointing for what you expect out of a number one pick. But that doesn't mean he wasn't a really good player. And like I said, you look back on that draft, there weren't other options that you could have said, oh, yeah, this was clearly better. With Clowney, you know, there was a legitimate thought that Khalil Mack would have been a better player.
Yeah.
And turns out he was. But in that draft, I don't think, you know, there's not really anybody you could have gone with. You could say, okay, well, guess what? This guy would have been clearly the right choice. I mean, I think they did as well as they could with it. And, you know, there's still people who just don't like the guy and are going to say, oh, he was a bust. Maybe he's a number one overall pick, but as an in relative to everybody else in that draft, no, he really wasn't.
Was not a bust.
No, and he had some good years after he left too. And yep. I, and he physically really talented guy. I do think, I don't know that he loved football, but he was just so good that, you know, he could go out there and dominate other players. But yeah, that's a, you know, that's,
and especially when you think about comparing him to the year before that draft and the year after. In 2005, the number one pick was Alex Smith when they could have had Aaron Rodgers, number one overall. That's like a oof. And then 2007, on the other side of that draft, was the Jamarcus Russell number one overall pick. And Calvin Johnson ends up going number two. So there's – when you, especially when you think about – and Joe Thomas went third. I mean, Adrian Peterson went seventh. LaRon Landry went – there was like four or five other guys. Patrick Willis, Marshawn Lynch went in the first round.
Wasn't that the Imobe Okoye draft for the Texans, like with all those great players?
I want to say that it was Imobe Okoye. He was like the 10th pick. Yep, 10th pick. And they could have taken Patrick Willis with the next pick, who would go on to be a Hall of Famer. But, yeah, you're talking about a draft full of Hall of Fame-type players, and somehow the Raiders got the one that wasn't. So whatever you think, and of all the possible Texans drafts in history to criticize, 2006 is the one that I'm like, dude, they did about as well as they could have done with that thing.
Yeah, D'Amico Ryans, Owen Daniels was in that draft. That was the best draft in team history, period.
By far.
All right, well, I'm going to tell you about a first ballot Hall of Famer when it comes to representing the Blitzers. My man, Lawyer Dave. What's going on, Dave?
Well, I am on my way home because, as I mentioned the other day, we are considered essential. And on Tuesday, when I couldn't do my live spot, I was driving out to an accident victim's house who had a real bad wreck and couldn't leave. So I went out there and signed him up and got him the physical therapy that he's going to need as he rehabilitates from this pretty darn bad car wreck.
Well, and that's the thing. People are still out driving, and they're still out driving like idiots. There may be fewer of them on the road, but there's a good chance you get in an accident. And or for people who are working, you could have a workplace accident. There's all kinds of things that could happen. You're still open for business for that, right?
Oh, yeah, you bet we are. We're only working about half our staff. We brought them back. We're, of course, applying for the loan to keep everybody paid if we can. That's a mess. But, yeah, people are still getting hurt. You know, people are still slipping and falling at Walmart. There's still crazy people on the highway that are still driving like idiots. And people are still working in these production plants, and man, they make mistakes there too. And Lawyer Dave is there to help everybody.
Yeah, and if you think he can help you, or you have a question and you don't know, give him a call, because he doesn't charge for his consultations. If it's not something he does, he'll send you to somebody else. But yeah, basically, they don't pay a dime out of their pocket until you win. You like to gamble on yourself, and you like to gamble on them.
You bet we do, Fred. Yeah, I've got one of my secretaries answering the phone 24 hours a day now. So if you call me at 713-626-8900, that's 713-626-8900, they'll find a way to get you to me. I'll help you if I can. If I don't do the kind of work you need help in, I'll find somebody who can.
All right, that's 713-626-8900. You can also get him on Twitter at Lawyer Dave Law. You can go to lawyerdave.com. If you can't remember any of that, just hit me up on Twitter or send me an email, and I'll put you in touch. If they need a lawyer, what do they do?
They better dial Dave.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Thursday, and I hope you guys are hanging in out there. Let us know how you're doing. We're all just trying to just trying to get through. So George says his daughter graduates from Deer Park this year. If they don't know, they don't know if they're going to get to go to graduation, but she's decided to go to school at Texas State instead of Baylor, LSU, or UT.
That means she's trying to party.
Well, that's the thing with Texas State and LSU on that list. Clearly, those the choice was party or religion or UT.
Yeah.
I think there is a lot of benefit. I know a lot of people have gone to Texas State. There's some good programs there, and it's a great, great place to live, and they have the best pizza place in the world. But, you know, if I had a choice, I mean, I would – well, I say that. You know, I let my daughter make her own choice, and she had some pretty high-profile choices, and she chose UH because, you know, she wants to be close enough to home but able to not be around all the time.
Which... Well, it's also a big issue is, you know, is – was all her school going to be paid for? Because if she's having to take out student loans, you know, maybe, you know, Texas State is obviously going to be much more affordable than Texas or Baylor. LSU is going to be much more affordable than Texas or Baylor. So maybe that's
not really because you got out of state tuition.
Oh, that's true.
It's more expensive. Yeah. I mean, so all that's important. And
well, it's still probably not more expensive than Baylor.
Probably not. I mean, I don't know how much those cost, but also a lot depends on your major. And, like, for my son wanting to be a creative writing major, UH was by far the best option.
Right. I mean,
they've got one of the best programs in the country. So, yeah, I think there's so many factors that go into it, but you can get, depending on what you're going into, she can get a real nice education there. But, yeah, you can plan on her partying a lot because that's – I don't know if it's still like it was because in my day, which was, you know, 19th century, that's where we'd go on weekends to go meet girls.
That's where my dad went to college.
Yeah, it was Southwest Texas State.
Southwest Texas, that's right.
Yeah. But, yeah. I mean,
and eventually he quit the football team and basically partied full time. He'll tell me the story to this day about having basically a weed farm in his living room.
You have two of the coolest parents.
Well, I mean, they grew up in that era, Fred.
Yeah, well, and it was a good era. But somebody said, could you rate these shows? I need a new series: Banshee, Son of Anarchy, Deadwood, Justified. I'd say Banshee, Deadwood, Justified. Deadwood, Justified. You could go one or two or three, either one. Sons of Anarchy fourth on that list.
I think those top three are all sort of in a certain tier, and Sons of Anarchy is down a little bit. Sons of Anarchy is a good, fun show. It's not a crappy show. It's not a very well-written show. It's not a very well-acted show, but there's fun characters.
Although there were some really good actors in it.
Yes, but it wasn't necessarily well-acted. There's also some
Katie
really bad
Siegel
actors in it.
Well, that's true, but yeah, Katie Siegel was in it, and Kim Coates, and Charlie Hunnam, and Ron Perlman. I mean, all those guys can act.
Yeah,
but, it was a fun show, but I think it also depends if you want something that's not going to take up a. I mean, like if you want four seasons, then Banshee's perfect. If you want three seasons in a movie, that's Deadwood. If you want the full eight seasons of watching something, then I'd go with Justified. So just like the college thing, depends on what you're into.
What's your priority?
Yeah, that's exactly. So, 21 says, I'm a Texas State alum and as of last August, and I loved it. Great city, pretty women, beautiful river. Tuned in late to the convo due to delivering pizzas, but hell yeah. I like that. I love that area. We try to get up. We haven't done it in a couple of years because it came down to, okay, are we going to spend an extra week in Saskatchewan or go do a weekend up at the river? And so we haven't been in 2 years, but I love that area. It's just a really cool place. So, and someone asks, have you guys watched Homeland? Just finished season one. Should I continue? I ejected after the season ender of season one because it was so awful. And everybody tells me, oh, it got so much better. And I'm like, well, yeah, but there's certain things that'll turn me off, and a really bad season ender, that'll do it. And plus, I just didn't like Claire Danes. I just didn't find her appealing as a character. But I don't think you ever watched that, did you?
I didn't.
Yeah, you didn't miss anything. So I know there's people that swear.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm done.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was watching. I just saw this online, and I saw it earlier, and I seeing it. Somebody else retweeted it. Did you see Grant Delpit's 40 time?
No.
6 foot two, 213 pounds, ran a 4.39.
Jeez.
I think he's gonna his draft stock may be a little up. So.
Yeah, well, and that's funny because I asked Lance about him specifically. It was either it may have been last week, it may have been Tuesday. I don't know because they all run together, and he said, that, "Yeah, his stock had come down, and he's a fantastic athlete, but he did miss a lot of tackles last year. But he was also playing hurt, and that might be a guy that if he slips farther than he should because of that, that you could get, you know,
value.
You might get yourself a pretty good player. Yeah.
Yep.
But I don't know if you saw this, but you know, there are some teams that really just don't want to do the draft."
Complaining about the internet at their house, or there's too many people, like having an installer come to their house. They don't want to do that. Yeah, there's a lot of people trying to avoid this thing.
And I think whatever stupid excuses they're trying to make, I mean, the worst case scenario, you FaceTime and get on and give your pick. What the hell? It's not that hard. And, oh, we have to have an IT guy in our home. No, you don't. No, you don't. All you need is a Mac. And you can get on there and do whatever you need. I mean, come on, guys. Stop trying to find excuses.
Yeah, I don't know where the Texans fall on that spectrum, if they're, you know, excited about doing the draft like this or what. But I've heard a lot of teams who, and I think a lot of it is they don't want to do it anyway because they don't feel like they're prepared. And then this is just giving them a phony baloney excuse to try to get out of it.
Well, that's the real issue to me is that they just don't want to do it, so everybody's looking for excuse. Last week it was, oh, it might get hacked. We're really worried about it getting hacked. And now it's like, I don't want an IT person in my home. You know what? Have them wear gloves and a mask. Stay 20 feet away from them. Have them do their job. And I don't know that you – how many people need that? And are you really that – in? Tell you what, go ask your kids what you need to do. I mean, that's it. Your kids will know how to use a computer. You don't need an IT person. Because most of the time, they're going to just say, hey, have you rebooted?
I mean, if Fred's figured out how to broadcast from home, these guys can figure out how to do the draft. I mean, haven't they ever played fantasy football? Like, you know, and you just do the draft like fantasy football. Like, you're on the clock, and then you get the...
Put a cue in there. That's what they should do. They should use Yahoo.
Yes.
And... put guys in the queue, and that way if you get disconnected, it'll auto-draft for you. It's that simple. I mean, millions of Americans do this every year.
Yeah, it's
I don't
not
know
that
why.
Hard.
Yeah. Sorry, Jim Harbaugh, you can do it. John Harbaugh. He's
Jeff
one of the
Harbaugh.
Players. Yeah, Jeff too. Jeff can do it. Any Harbaugh can do it. It's that
That's
simple.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, to me it's all just these are the same guys who don't want the draft to happen because they feel like they're not prepared. And to me, if they put it off, they put it off. I mean, but I'd kind of like it to happen so we have something to talk about. Not that we would have a problem coming up with stuff, but it'd be nice to have a little sports. And, you know, I think it would give people something. I mean, I think people need stuff right now. They really do. All right, we are going to take a very quick break. Lots more stuff to get to. Don't worry. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Thursday, everybody. Excuse me. Hey, somebody says, if you were referring to Valentino's Pizza being the best pizza in San Marcos, sadly it's closed down. No, I was referring to Pie Society, which I have mentioned on this show many times. There have been Sunday mornings where I've gotten up and driven to San Marcos, or Saturday mornings where I've gotten up and driven to San Marcos just for the pizza. That's how much I like it. And, you know, you do that for barbecue, so.
That's true. There's good pizza in this town, though.
There is. It's just every now and then, that's the, you know, I want that pizza specifically.
Fair enough.
You know, plus, it's a nice drive, too. It's not like you're No offense, not like you're driving to Beaumont. I mean, there's plenty to see on the way to San Marcos. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And apparently we're already seeing divorces surge quite a bit here over the coronavirus. So,
I mean, can you even get divorced right now?
You can. I think you can get a lawyer. That's for sure.
Okay.
But you know, that's about it.
Yeah, people are spending too damn much time together.
Well, it is. I mean, it is difficult. I mean, I think we've got it set up pretty well here because, you know, we can be a floor away from each other most of the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes two floors, and it works out really well. I mean, when she in the mornings when she goes, she has to do a lot of work right now. So she still has to go to the office a couple days a week, but she has a nice office set up on the third floor, and I set up and do all my work on the second floor and then come do the show on the first. And if we don't want to be around each other, we don't have to. Now, I'm getting pretty sick of the damn animals. I'm not going to lie about that. But, you know, but not everybody has that. Like, if we still lived in that apartment at Houston House, I would have we would have killed each other by now because – It was a really big apartment, but it was only two rooms, and we'd have been all on top of each other. It'd have been a mess. I'd be divorced, which, you know, probably going to happen anyway at some point, but so far so good on that, especially after she got her margaritas last night. That made her very happy.
I think that's the key is the proper amount of social distancing, even with the people that you live with.
Yeah. As I've been saying all along, we've been practicing social distancing from each other for a couple of years now, so it works out really well. So no problems on this end. But you know, I know especially if you get kids and you're cramped. I mean, it's got to be. And plus, you throw in the added stress of not knowing whether or not you're going to have a job. Some people have already lost their job.
Yeah.
I mean, and I always say that you need to be happy in either your personal life or your work life. And if you're happy in one of them, you can deal with the crap in the other one. And if they're both screwed up, man, it's a nightmare on everybody, and it's really hard. And I, you know, I feel for people that are in that situation and have to deal with all that because I guarantee you, you know, fortunately I have a work life that I love. So even if we didn't get along, I'd at least have that. But, you know, who knows how long we're going to have that. I mean, this thing is a mess. And
Do you think that marriages are being impacted by people not being able to hang out with their side action?
I'm sure that's a factor.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I don't know this from experience, but
of course you don't.
Side pieces are awesome because they like you. You know?
Well, yeah. Presumably,
and they have to go through. Yeah, I mean that's what her, you know. So that's got to be stressful for some people, but you know, otherwise, I mean. But I think the reality, it's the unknown, it's the fact that, and especially if you're in the same house and one person is taking this really seriously and the other one's, oh, screw it, I'm going out and doing whatever I want, man, that's going to add a bunch to it as well. And I actually know a couple that's having some problems with that right now. And it's like, well, you know, just tell her that going out and acting like an idiot is not good for anybody.
Yeah.
But you know, some people you just can't tell what to do, and that's. And I think when you get into a high stress situation like this, and this is stressful for everybody, it's going to cause problems. And the best thing to do is just, you know, I think the only thing you do is if you start to feel yourself getting really pissed off at the person, just let it. You know, you just got to walk away. I mean, otherwise you're going to wind up with a lot of fights, and it's just. You know, it doesn't do anybody any good right now because we're all kind of in the same boat and we're on the same team. And especially if you're in the same house, we all have to deal with it.
Right.
Phillip says, never heard that perspective on marriage and work. Makes sense. I mean, that's always been my experience. And if one of them's good, you can deal with some problems in the other one. Because, and you know, in an ideal world, both of them are great. But... not everybody's lucky enough to have a job like ours where it's not really a job. And you know, it's just one of those, it's one of those things. If, I mean, cause those are the two things that cause you the most stress, I think, are money and relationships. So if, and when you hate your job, and I'm sure you've had jobs you hated and people you hate working with every single day.
Yeah.
I'm going to say you're pretty lucky right now, but I've had jobs where I hated going in so much that I was miserable the second I got in the car, and it's like, I don't want to be there today. And then you'd get there and it'd be even worse. And, you know, you come home and you feel like garbage. You don't want to be around anybody else. And then, you know, it messes up everything. But, you know, if you got at least something to look forward to, then great. Now, I think the whole having to be around each other all the time will either make the relationship better or it'll kill it. But George says doing our daily 2-mile walk in the neighborhood. See, that's a cool thing, man, is to find things like that. And, you know, that find routines. And I've gotten now where this week has been as busy as I have been in a while because, you know, we're working on this poker tournament. I dove into the I'm really far along in the sequel. I think there's a good chance I finish the first draft tonight and then go through tomorrow, add some things and tweak it and have it ready for people on the weekend. If I were a betting man, I'd say there's a good chance of that. So, but then, you know, once that's done, if I don't keep finding stuff, I'm going to get bored and I don't want to be bored. It's just the worst thing. Try to use the time to do something fun. Don't do stuff like some of the things that I see right now on Twitter. Like one of the big topics was who would win a fight, Christian Bale's Batman or Ben Affleck's Batman. I mean, really? This is what we're doing?
Listen, what else are we going to do, Fred?
I get it. I mean, I would hope we could use our time just a little bit better. And I'll go on record as saying that Affleck's Batman would kick his ass because of that, the thing he had when he fought Superman. He would have killed Christian Bale. It's not even a discussion. But yeah, that's what people are doing.
I tend to agree with you.
Well, you know, he had that, like, he was like RoboCop.
Right.
Yeah, that suit, he puts that on, Christian Bale's dead.
Well, and also, Ben Affleck's like 6'4", and Christian Bale's like 5'11", or he's like a normal-sized dude, maybe 6 foot. So I'd go with Ben Affleck's Batman.
I would too, because he held his own against Superman.
Right.
I don't think Christian Bale could. Christian Bale got his ass kicked by Bane.
Right.
And had to get bailed out by a Catwoman, or else, you know, he would have lost again.
And not like some super mega giant Bane, like Tom Hardy Bane, who, when we're talking about how big a guy is, Tom Hardy's 5'9". All right?
He comes off as bigger. He just looks bigger.
Well, they try to make him look bigger in that movie, but he ain't that big.
Well, that's because they put 5'2" actors around him.
Right.
All right. Quick break. When we come back, I've got some college win totals for like the top 6 teams.
Okay.
I'm gonna play a game and see if you can guess what the numbers are.
I also have the first sport to come back, Fred.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Can't wait. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.